Hey everyone, I need your attention for 1 minute. This is not one of those ads. This is something that has changed my entire life. If you've been listening to this podcast, you know that this is all about personal development as the foundation for everything good in your life. And this podcast is now sponsored by Growth Day, which is the world's first all-in-one personal development app. I mean, oh my gosh, can you imagine having everything all in one place that you need to create the life that you want? Now you can. So if you've been struggling with your motivation, your mood, your productivity, or your purpose, you have to check this out. Growth Day helps you consciously change your life and achieve your potential. It has all the self-improvement tools, motivational classes, and life coaching all in one place. So many of us want to improve our lives, but the question is how? Where do we start? What do we use? How do you get unstuck? How do you make self-improvement stick? Well, research shows how. It's when you consistently journal, track your habits, set goals, learn from empowering mentors, and challenge yourself that you'll be happier, healthier, and more successful. But let me ask you something. Where do you actually do all of your personal development work? I have to tell you that over 300,000 people use Growth Day for a reason. It works. It's the world's number one software for self-improvement. Growth Day has an amazing mindset journal that I absolutely love, a habit tracker, and a goal setting system. In fact, I bet if you went to my stories this week, you probably saw me using the journaling app and telling you to do it too, because it's the first time that journaling has ever actually stuck consistently in my life because of this app. And best of all, Growth Day has live inspirational classes every single week from the world's top motivational speakers and life coaches. These are people who have impacted my life in huge ways. These are mentors who I already knew and loved. In fact, this is something that's so huge for me, you guys. I personally teach a class in Growth Day every single month, and it is one of the most fun things that I get to do, and I'd love to see you there. These classes will truly shift your life. There's always something new that you will learn. So join me and 300,000 achievers growing our lives with actual real intention. Visit growthday.com/Lori for a free trial. Yes, you can try this for free. So go to growthday.com/Lori and go live your best life. You guys, that's growthday.com/Lori. And I can't wait to see you there.
How do I know if this is just procrastination or if it's really something I fear and I should avoid?
Yeah.
Is it going to kill you?
No.
Then you should do it. Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Welcome back to the show. It's the Questionably Awesome podcast with Evans and me.
Yeah. I really like that intro.
Did you? I went a lot to a lot of different places vocally. I really stretched myself.
Do you still play guitar?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe you should bring your guitar up.
Yeah, they're not ready for that.
Okay, well.
Meaning I'm not.
And maybe a couple months.
Oh yeah, I will. But I'm learning Hotel California right now. It's very good.
That's so cool.
Yeah, I really love that song.
That's a great song.
It really is. It's like, I was going to try to share wisdom that I don't actually remember right now.
Yeah.
Have you ever done that? Where you're like, there's this thing, but I can't remember the word. Okay, we do that all the time.
Yes.
But the way that the melody is, it actually, so it covers so many different chords. It almost covers all of the chords in the guitar family. Anyone who plays guitar is hating what I'm saying right now.
Well, I don't know anything about it.
Well, then I'm going to sound super interesting to you.
Yes, you are.
But there are certain chords, I guess, that like really complement each other and it's called something. And I didn't realize that. I was talking to my guitar teacher, who's awesome. And she was like, oh, there's actual chords that like when they come together, it creates a certain sound and it's pleasing to the ear. And they call that this. So I will try to remember to get that. Because right now, even if you shared this, you wouldn't sound smart yet. So sorry about that. So it's almost like I taught them something that they can't even share.
No, but it's just
depressing.
No, it's not. I think it's interesting. You're learning so much about music and you're still nurturing that craft.
Definitely going to need to nurture that for a while.
You nurture away.
Like I need a cow with a lot of nurturing teats right now. Where did that come from? I was thinking of how we nurture things. Then milk came to mind. Then I thought of a lot of udders.
Nurture your teeth.
Nurture yourself. Who was it? Oh, I just saw a hilarious meme. It was like something about almond milk. Like almonds don't have teats. How do we get almond milk?
Yeah.
It was so funny.
I like that.
How do we milk it?
Well, you know, that's a good point because almonds don't have teats.
They don't. And we still drink the milk.
Neither does do oats.
Oh, they don't. All right. So we didn't intro this podcast, but this is called Questionably Awesome. And if you have not listened, then you don't know that this is a very, very intellectual,
very intellectual,
witty podcast.
Yes.
Mixed with your questions and a review of the week where we send you something really awesome.
And guess what's up?
The review of the week.
It's from Colby Ann.
Colby Ann, thank you.
Thank you, Colby Ann. Soul sparking every single time.
Every time.
Every time.
Especially this time, Evans.
I have yet to find a podcast that speaks to my soul every single time until now. Uplifting, encouraging, blunt, loving, and true. I am a lover of
Excuse me, Colby.
Earn your happy and everything, Lori Harter, and it's not slowing down anytime soon. Thank you, in all caps, Lori, for giving the world such an amazing gift.
Whoa. Number one, I'm sitting over here like, wow, that blew my hair back.
It really did. Literally.
Number two, I'm like, how do I live up to the next podcast?
Colby Ann.
Colby Ann, I'm overwhelmed. Thank you for that. That was so beautiful. You are a poet and you may have known it.
Yes.
But if not, you just truly are a wordsmith. So thank you for that.
That was beautiful.
That was beautiful. And it just goes to show like how when people give love to other people, it just like makes you want to run through a wall.
Yes.
So here I go.
It reminds me about your Bliss Project.
It reminds me about your Bliss Project. Reminds me of the Bliss Project.
When do we get to do those whispers?
Oh, yeah. The creepy whispers.
Yeah, the creepy whispers.
I love those. Who was it? Someone was just like, oh, I feel like I need to go back to Bliss Project to have someone creepy whisper in my ear and make me feel really good.
It is the best feeling.
It's the best feeling ever to have somebody like tell you what you needed to hear when you... It's an exercise, you guys, that we do at the Bliss Project that basically... half the room closes their eyes. The other half goes and tells the person with their eyes closed. Like many of them, you go around and gives that person, or you say what you needed to hear when you were younger.
Yep.
In someone else's ear. And it is like, oh my God.
It's so beautiful.
I was one of those people who truly, when I did this exercise, I was like, this is really awesome, but I am not a crier. Like my whole life, I've been like, I am not a crier. Well, I learned that is total... crap. Like I apparently am a crier under the right circumstances. Like when I actually allow myself to get vulnerable, I'm like, oh, sweet Lord. This is too much.
So lovely.
It was so lovely. So anyway, I experienced what it felt like to have full body. I almost said shingles, but that's not the case.
I'm glad you don't have shingles. Shakes are better.
Shakes are better. So full body shakes. Do you have a quote?
Yeah, it's about fear.
I would love to hear it.
It's by Zig Ziglar.
Ziggs. I'm going to name your kid Zig.
Probably.
Oh, I can't wait for little Zig to be around.
He'll
be zigging
over here.
And zagging.
Oh. Well, this is good. Zig says, fear, F-E-A-R, has two meanings. Forget everything and run, or... face everything and rise. The choice is yours.
Ziggs, He just knew.
He just knew.
What do you think was the scariest thing that he faces in his life? He's still alive, right? Or is he not here anymore?
I don't know. Let me check.
Okay. I wonder, because he was a huge, I mean, obviously motivational.
Still alive.
Good. We can ask him.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Oh, no. He died in 2002. I'm really sorry. I just now saw that.
That's okay. May he rest in peace.
Yes.
And we could probably talk about it then.
Yes.
So what do you think was his biggest fear?
I think his biggest fear was just starting something.
He started a lot of somethings too. So maybe he started something and then he was like, I started something. This is much easier than I thought. Okay, here's my quote. Guys, we don't edit, so deal with it. All right. The best thing, Theodore Roosevelt.
What did Theodore say?
Theodore said, the best thing you can do is the right thing. The next best thing you can do is the wrong thing. The worst thing you can do is nothing.
I didn't think that's where that was going.
I know. That... When I was reading it, I didn't either. And it just ended up in Paradiseville.
It really did. That is wonderful.
Isn't it? Because here's the thing. Everyone's like, if I don't do the right thing. So they end up doing nothing because they didn't put on the table the option of doing the wrong thing is actually quite often the option that's going to get you to the answer that you need to get the feedback to do the right thing. So stop taking the option of I might fail off where put the option of I'm going to fail and that's going to redirect me into the right thing. Like when people, you know how because we work with so many new people, like, you know, in business and I just get so many DMs about like, how do I start? But I'm afraid. I literally just want to be like, look, if you're afraid of failing, then this is not, you're not cut out for this. Like you need to go, I don't know, make Cheerios on an assembly line and like it.
Yeah.
Like everything's predictable. The O is going to look the same way. You're going to clock in. You're going to clock out.
Right.
You're going to be able to probably eat a lot of Cheerios on your break times.
Yeah.
And that's going to be your life.
Which that does sound nice, but you got to have some flavor in there.
You're going to want to, you know what's going to happen?
What?
You're going to be on break. You're going to look out your window and you're going to see the Fruit Loop building right across the street. And you're going to wonder what it's like to have some color. And now your life is going to be living hell because you are going to go and look at Fruit Loops on your break time and wonder what if.
And you're not, instead of doing something, you're just going to keep doing the same thing.
You're going to eat your bland ass Cheerios every day. You don't even have honey for them.
No honey?
No, nothing.
Oh.
Nope, because you're too afraid of honey.
You don't even know that honey exists yet.
No. No, you don't,
but
honey.
If you go try something,
try it, and you're like, oh, I can't go back. All right, help me, save me. What's the question?
You want a question? Yes. Okay. This actually goes right in line with your Cheerio analogy. This is from @arrow_company. How can you identify what you fear versus making it as an excuse or a procrastination?
How can you identify what you fear versus making an excuse or procrastination?
Yeah.
Your excuse and procrastination over the thing you fear is the thing you need to do. That's how you identify it.
Dang.
I don't know. I don't know how else to identify it than to call you out and be like, it's really, really awesome that you're... Now, everyone knows on this podcast, I say it with love, but I also say it with joking kick in the pants because I would be saying this to myself. I'm saying it to myself right now. I have so much I fear that I'm like, how do I know if this is just procrastination or if it's really something I fear and I should avoid?
Yeah.
Is it going to kill you?
No.
Then you should do it.
Yeah. Is it going to hurt someone?
No. Then you should do it.
Yeah. I think she should do it. No, I don't think, I think if it's not going to hurt anybody and it's not going to kill you.
Yeah.
What else?
Oh, I have a deeper question.
Okay, what?
What if it is going to hurt someone because someone's being like a turd? Like it's a family member who's like, I don't like who you are right now. You're not who I depend on. You're trying to make a boundary. You're trying to beat someone else.
Then that person...
What if it will hurt them because they have like ridiculous expectations, or they want you to stay the same because maybe you're the person like picking up after them all the time, or you're the person yes. who gets like crapped on by them all the time. So what happens there?
You have to do it. I'm facing this in my real life right now. Real life. I've got a real life person who
Jabba the Hutt.
It's not easy to handle this person. You're trying everything, and they just keep on.
Yeah.
And you're just finally, you hit your limit, and you're just going to have to do something that you know is going to make them angry, but you know your heart is in the right place.
Mm-hmm.
You can't help save the world.
I'm loving
I mean,
this.
You can, but what am I even saying?
So I need to ask more questions about this. I'm not going to ask more about who, so don't start sweating. You're safe. But okay, so here's the options for that. I'm actually writing about this literally right now, how to have these conversations.
Yeah.
So the second I saw you, I was writing about it seconds before, because I'm trying to put it down what you actually have to do. Because here's the thing is, like, if you're avoiding these conversations, what happens? It's only going to get worse, right? Because
so much
clearly
worse.
You're showing, or you're saying from everything that you're experiencing is like, you're trying everything. Mm-hmm. They're not compromising.
Yep.
But you really haven't tried everything yet. You haven't tried the direct approach yet.
Yep. Tried everything but direct.
Yeah. Okay. There's that. It's so funny because my husband's always like, well, have you tried this? And I'm like, nope, because that would be hard.
Yeah. Nope, because that would involve talking to them.
Nope. Yeah, because that requires a conversation. And I'm not doing it.
Nope.
But Tim Ferriss, what does he say? He says,
what?
Let me get it right. Give me a minute. Don't stress me out. He says, the level of your success will be dependent upon the amount of tough conversations you're willing to have. And I think we can add daily to that.
Yeah.
It's just the truth. And I'm learning that more and more. Like, it's funny because even with some of the people that work for us right now, I'm learning that the faster I can have tough conversations, the better our relationship is. Like, we're actually getting more and more into an amazing workflow the quicker that, and I just made an agreement with them, like literally just said this.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I promise that if anything comes up that is either feeling this way or not working for me or something's not right. And I said, I want you to do the exact same thing. I said, I want to make sure it gets taken care of that day before you go home.
Yeah.
And I was like, as long as we have this, we can know that we're closing out every day, like on a good note. And it'll become so normal to us to talk about things that are hard or don't feel good that it won't feel like scary to say how we're feeling. So opening up that conversation felt so good. And then keeping it open. Like, I actually am asking for it now, which is so powerful to me because I used to be afraid. It's like, what if they give me feedback I don't like? What if I'm not being a good boss? What if I'm X, Y, and Z-ing? Whatever. So now I'm like, okay, like we're opening it up. Now we have the words around it to use it. So for you, like, what are you doing right now? Are you creating the words around it? Have you thought about it? Have you written it out on paper? Have you done? Because you're good at tough conversations. I got to say, you quit on me. And it was amazing. I was like,
it was awful.
But I'm saying the way that you did it, you went into, okay, so this is a great story that we could share now.
Yeah, let's share it.
I love this story.
This is helpful.
And it opened up this amazing relationship, which is, no offense, so much more fun.
It's wonderful.
It was pretty fun working with you, I'm not going to lie. So I don't know if it's so much more fun, but it's equally fun in a more free, fun, flowing way.
Yes.
So with that said, you were committed to that conversation. I know you thought about it beforehand.
Yes.
So, and that was a tough conversation.
So hard.
So you already did it.
Yeah, but I don't know. It was really hard and emotional.
You didn't know
awful.
If I was going to slam down on the table and be like, mother.
Well, yes, I did.
Yeah, I'm pretty predictable.
You're not.
But
you're
you didn't know if I was going to cry or if I was going to.
Yeah, we didn't know.
So is this person, maybe you're not sure. That's what's making it tough.
Yeah, they're unpredictable.
Oh.
And, but you're right. Whenever you just have to have the tough conversation whether it's a tough conversation with yourself or a tough conversation with another person.
Okay. So this is so important though. I need to go here for people because a lot of people have this person who's unpredictable. They don't know which way it's going to go.
Yeah.
They actually have an idea and they're probably playing into that fear so much. And you're probably playing into that fear too. Like, oh my God, what if this happens? People are going to start thinking I'm this bad person and they're going to think this maybe at my wedding or whatever.
Yes.
Whatever happens. So what do we do when we have that unpredictability factor, but you know, it's not going to go away. And I promise you, if you try to like ignore it, it only gets worse. It just does. It's like the law. It's literally the law. It will only get worse. It'll only get worse for you somehow, that it robs you of your peace of mind and you'll live in fear land. You'll make the story worse than it ever even really is. Yeah. Or it really actually will get worse because you're not taking care of it.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do even if it doesn't turn out the way that you want? Or like, have you played out that scenario?
Yeah. That's the thing. I think that I know that it's not going to go the way I want.
Mm.
And you just kind of have to, my oldest brother was talking to me about it. He's like, look, you kind of have to understand that not everything is going to turn out the way you want. Not everything's going to have a happy ending. Unfortunately, that's sometimes what happens in adulthood.
A lot of things.
But yeah. And that just, I'm like, wait, no, but this can happen. He's like, actually, a lot of times it doesn't work out that way.
Yeah, no.
But you just totally have to keep moving.
I think that when you realize that and you make peace with it, it actually ends up working out. It just takes a lot longer. Yeah. And when I say working out, it doesn't mean that this person is going to like you. It just means that all of a sudden you'll wake up one day and you'll be so fine that they don't.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing will be happening. And even though they're saying whatever they're going to be saying, it just doesn't matter.
Yeah.
This is probably the number one thing that people ask about, talk about, like just
how to have tough conversations.
I have a lot of number ones apparently, but this is like number two.
Yeah.
Like this is say number that one. Every podcast, Lori, about every topic, but they're all equal. But this, I'm telling you, especially for women, because we just weren't, we're not raised to be confrontational, like, or to say what we need or to get the money that we want to get paid or to like, just say what we need.
Yeah.
Or say what we feel like. We're just supposed to like deal with it and sweep it under the rug, because all I ever saw growing up was how to be passive aggressive. I'm so good with that.
Me too. I'm great at that.
But it's so miserable.
Not a way to live.
It makes all of your loved ones miserable, because here's the deal. You're probably talking about this to everyone right now.
Yeah. Except for the person I need to talk to.
Yeah, exactly. And everyone is like, just talk to the person.
You know what? We went to a pool party yesterday.
Yes.
And there was a little confrontation because it was at our apartment and the grill like was reserved. The place was reserved for a couple hours. And then a family came in after it was like up for grabs for everybody.
Yeah.
And then they got confused and they were like, oh, you're not letting us use the grill. And then they got the manager of the apartment.
Yeah.
And became this big thing. And the guy who was throwing the party, I loved his response. He was like, of course you're welcome to use the grill. We're not going to do this. We're not going to go there. He just like immediately was like, no, we're not even going to give this conversation the time and energy, because
that's so good.
We're just going to be nice and peaceful.
Yeah.
We're not going to go there.
Committing. It's funny. I just wrote this. I was like, whatever you decide to commit to the most peaceful outcome for you, like whatever that looks like. So if not going there, even though you didn't win, is the most peaceful outcome, winning would not be the most peaceful outcome.
No.
And you probably wouldn't even be able to eat your food, because you'd be fighting with it.
Yeah.
So use your drumsticks for your mouth, not for war. Do you have another question?
Yeah. I'm glad I gave that grill example.
I loved it, because it's happening everywhere all of the time.
Yep.
At a freaking barbecue.
Yeah, at a barbecue.
It's supposed to be fun. It's Saturday.
Nope.
A-holes, enjoy it. You're off of work. We're addicted. We're literally addicted to drama. I can't take it.
Me neither. Oh. Okay. How do you... Oh, this is from @wife of an outdoorsman.
Oh, boy.
Cool.
I want to see her and I want to see him.
Yeah.
That's weird. I don't. I'm fine.
They ask, how do you surrender so fear doesn't rule you?
How do you surrender so fear doesn't rule you? You know, this is funny. I was just on a run this morning and I was noticing like how weird our brain is. Like fear can just come out of nowhere. Like I literally had this weird, and I know that everybody does this, so I'm just going to be vulnerable and share. Like I just had this weird, like, oh my God, what if a car comes and like it's a gang and they just like decide to shoot everybody right here?
Mm-hmm.
That is super like a horrible, morbid thought, but we get them all the time as human beings. Yep. And I was like, do you want to be thinking this right now?
No.
And I was like, are you okay right now? And I looked around and I was like, I just like choose again, choose again. Do not keep thinking this. And so many people I know do stuff like this all the time. They think of like these horrible scenarios. Oh my God. I swear to God, like my mom thinks of crazy case scenarios all the time. I'm like, you can't think that way. You're never going to feel peace. You're always going to be worried about, you're literally creating horrible scenarios in your mind every single moment. And it's like, to be honest with you, if something does happen like that, this is where I always go. I'm like, if something like that does happen, I didn't have any control over it. Would I rather have lived my life happy up until that moment and like created things instead of being like, oh, see?
Yeah.
Bye. Like
it happened.
You have no control. So unless, you know, at the moment you just want to be like, I knew it. And that's
it. I knew this was all going to happen.
I saw this one coming. Like you got to stop.
Yeah.
Because that's how crazy our brains are. And it's super normal, but you have to just catch yourself and say, choose again. And I know that I really went to that place, but it's real. People say it all the time to me. They're like, no, my brain really is crazy. I'm like, I get it. We're humans. Oh, we're always thinking of survival. Like, what if this happens? What if that happens? Getting on an airplane, doing this? Well, you know what? It totally could happen.
It could happen.
But you got to let it go and live your life and be as safe as you can. And also totally enjoy.
Yeah.
Because life is a gift and you're going to die.
It's true.
You are going to die. So if you didn't live while you were here and you were constantly thinking of the worst case scenario, you will never have lived.
No.
That's awful.
It's terrible.
Life is a gift. Choose again. Like I have to say that to myself all the time. So on the path today, I was like, choose again. Think of this. What are you grateful for? What are you thankful for? And I'd be like, God, I don't want to be thinking that anymore.
Yeah.
I was like, take that away. I'm good. I say stuff like that all the time. And even if I have to say it 20 different times, I'm like, hey, want to get rid of this one? Could I get some help? Thanks.
I do that too.
I don't rely on myself to get rid of those thoughts. Like I'm like something greater than me. Take it away. God, universe, whatever. I'm like, yeah, this one's not for me. My little human brain can't take it.
Yeah. So I had to stop watching Dateline because if you just give yourself those little things, it can just turn into bad stuff.
Dateline, you're going down.
You're going down.
The FBI is going to come and get you for no reason. For a business you didn't start. Yeah. That was fraudulent.
Just can't.
You're like, I've just been here working at the Cheerio Lab. And they're like, you're a con artist. Get down. Like, I knew I should have gotten the Fruit Loop Company.
Oh, fear is a crazy thing, Lori.
It really is.
But yeah. I like your mantra of choose again. Choose again. That's something easy that you can say to yourself.
Yep. It's a huge one. I use it all the time. Honestly, A Course in Miracles, Gabby Bernstein, they're huge with like how to choose again. So if you guys really want a lot of goodness there, you guys can go check all of that out.
Yeah. Or you can read your book.
My book?
Yeah.
Okay. You can read my book.
Yeah. Just saying.
Choose again.
Choose again. Attract all of this. This is from @GailGorgeous.
Gail Gorgeous?
Gail Gorgeous. What a great name.
No. I hope she gave that to herself, actually.
Me too. Because you are gorgeous, Gail. Yeah,
she is.
She has fear of raising a child. They're a product of what I teach. So if they're bad, it's on me personally. I understand that fear. I mean, I don't have any children yet, but
I understand that fear, but I also have spoken to so many people lately about this topic, which is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But just talking about how honestly, everybody's their own personality though. Mm-hmm. Like you think that you have a lot of control, but at the same time, and yes, you can mold and you can shape and you can give the environment and you can do all the things, but sometimes that doesn't make a difference.
Yeah.
Once in a while, you're going to get a rogue one that's just going to do what they want.
Drive you bananas.
Yep. And I got to be honest, like I was raised in an environment that was not conducive for the human that I am now. Mm-hmm. Like I number one, went super crazy when I first moved out. And then number two, completely broke every possible family, like lineage thing that was even going on there. Mm-hmm. So I do think that the same way that you're worried about they could break it the other way and it could go negative, well, they could also totally break it the way that like beyond what you think you're doing to them. And what you're doing to them is actually the thing that makes them break it the positive way.
Yeah.
Where like, if you have some fears or you have past things, like if that's how you're showing up in that relationship to your child, it could actually be the thing that makes them completely change themselves. Wow. So nobody ever thinks that. And I'm like, actually, I'm literally going home to my parents, which I feel like I really need to have a conversation with them, because I talk so much about the relationship, super open with them. And sometimes mm-hmm. they hear podcasts, sometimes they don't, sometimes they're hurt, sometimes they're not.
Yeah.
And it's like, we have a pretty open relationship around it. And I think the thing that I want them to understand is how much I understand that they did the best that they were possibly doing at the time, and how their best was really damn good, especially for even how they were raised.
Yeah.
And that the fact that certain things played out the way they did, even if they were negative, or they think they did a bad job in certain things, or they think I'm telling them they did a bad job, mm-hmm. like it was the best job ever for me. And I truly believe that we are contracted to the parents that we have. So this is a belief that if you want to buy into this belief, it could be freeing for her.
Yeah.
I buy into the belief that my child, or that I came to my, first of all, I'll use me. I believe that I went to my parents because that was exactly what I needed for my soul to become the person that I am now. So I was literally contracted to them, because everything that they taught and everything that they were was exactly what I needed in mm-hmm. order to become me. So I believe that my child is like, I'm going to be the person, however that is, whether I do something terrible or wrong or I'm a failure, that they already knew and they chose me because that's what they needed to evolve.
Yeah.
So that belief is the only thing I feel that's going to free me of not freaking out 24/7.
That's very wise.
I've heard it from, you know, it wasn't my wisdom.
Well, I think it's very wise. And especially when you've had challenges with your parents and family and things like that, to just look at it from a very loving, open mind like that is really beautiful.
Well, that's the only way you're going to free yourself.
Yeah.
So if you want to be happy in this life, you have to make a positive meaning out of it, or you're going to be miserable and you're going to be afraid that you're going to F up your child left and right.
Yeah.
Because I know that's going to be my job.
Right.
But they called it in. So you know it's what? On them.
Yeah.
It's on you, baby. Wherever you are.
I think that gorgeous Gail, if she's even entertaining the idea, like, what if I'm not doing a good job? That right there says you want to do a good job.
Yeah, exactly.
You're going to do a great job, Gail.
Totally, Gail.
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 Gorgeous Gail. You're going to have a gorgeous family
job.
And you're doing a gorgeous job.
I love you, Gail.
Me too.
She's like Gale Force Winds of Gale Force yeah. childhood raising. Use that one, Gail. Yeah. Put it on a t-shirt and wear it around. Like it. All right. So we're going to sign off.
Yeah.
Because I just feel like Gail ended that one on a high note.
She really did.
All I can see is Gail like sailing off into the sunset with her kids.
Me
teaching
too.
Them how to sail. And her kids being like, thank you, mom. You're the best mom ever.
With popsicles.
With popsicles. All right. So sending you guys so much love. Do you have any little piece of popsicle wisdom?
Enjoy it.
That's all.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Like, I swear to God, every time I ask you, you think you're being ridiculous. And I'm like, it's that easy. Like, I feel like you channel.
I'm channeling it right now.
I'm channeling. Enjoy it. All right, guys, you heard it here first. Enjoy it.
Enjoy it.
Until next time, enjoy it. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing, and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.
Hey, thanks for listening to the podcast. And I want to make sure that you have my phone number, and I'm not kidding. Did you know that I have a community text number? For real. My phone number is 310-496-8363. This goes directly to my phone. All you have to do is text the word daily to 310-496-8363. And I literally text you every single day, Monday through Friday. I actually just got done 30 seconds ago texting a bunch of people back. And I talk to you all of the time. You guys, people always ask me how I got my community text number and how it works. Well, all you have to do is you can just go to community.com and get your own. Community makes it easy to get a phone number that you can use to build your audience using text. People just text you at your number and they're added to your group. Then you can text them out audios, video links, anything you want. You guys, I text out happy birthday videos. I love to send podcast links, thoughts about life, book recommendations, different events that I'm doing in the local area. Texting gets me out of the noise of social media and directly into your hand. And now you can start texting your people too. Just go to community.com to get your phone number. They give you a 10-digit real phone number, not those weird short codes that look like spam, but it's more than a phone number. Your new number comes with an inbox for SMS and texting. This means you can actually manage your text list from your computer and an app on your phone. You can schedule texts to send at certain times and to certain groups. You can even set up auto replies or let your assistant or customer service team answer your text messages via Community's awesome dashboard. Just go to community.com and ask for a free demo. They'll show you how it works and get you your number. It's time to start texting your audience versus just posting on social media. Everyone uses Community for that. So go check them out at community.com. I can tell you it's not just great for communicating with my audience, but Chris and I use Community and our texts to also sell out our launches. I'm telling you, you get such an incredible response because you really are creating a true deep sense of community and it's so intimate. It's freaking amazing. Go check it out at community.com. Hey, I know if you're listening to this podcast that you have big dreams and big goals. And one of the things that can really stop you is struggling with your marketing. Trust me, I have been there. Are you using 10 different systems just to build your online business? Then I want you to try Kajabi. Kajabi helps you build your web pages, set up funnels, and sell your courses, content, coaching, or communities. You've been hearing me talk a lot about funnels on this podcast and the importance of your email list. You can get a free trial at Kajabi.com. That's Kajabi.com. I've talked about Kajabi before, but here's something that's super cool and new. They just rolled out an AI assistant for creating your online course curriculum. And this means you just type in a topic that you want to create on a course or webinar and bam, it just generates a sample outline for you. It takes a ton of the hard work away. Of course, you're going to customize it to be your own, but this really helps you get over the struggle of how in the world to start, which is where most people stop. If you're like me, starting is always the hardest part, and that's what makes Kajabi so popular. They've made it easier for creators to build web pages, build courses, build coaching programs, build membership sites, build checkout pages, and build email funnels. So if you're struggling with any of those, you gotta go check it out. Go to Kajabi.com. Kajabi was really the first all-in-one system and is trusted by over 100,000 creators. I think that's good enough for me. Also, as influencers and marketers who use this. And now their smart AI platform makes it easy to take what you know and turn it into an online course and business. Go start building with a free trial at Kajabi.com. That's Kajabi.com.
Want to know a huge secret to my success? Okay, not only my success, but just about every single person that I have interviewed on this podcast who is successful has this in common. You guys, they love to journal. They capture their life lessons and what they're grateful for. But a lot of people don't keep this up consistently, and most people do know that the research shows that journaling deepens your gratitude and increases self-awareness. But did you also know that journaling decreases stress and helps you achieve your goals faster? In fact, journaling is a huge differentiator between average performers at work and high-performing people. It leads to longer-term clarity, confidence, and success. So why don't more people journal? Why didn't I journal consistently? Honestly, they don't like staring at a blank page. It's hard to carry a book around with you or a notepad, and they just don't even know what to write about, or they just forget. That's why I know that you're going to love Growth Day. It's the world's number one system for self-improvement, and it's like all-in-one personal development in an app. And it has an awesome digital journal, and people love it. Growth Day's digital journal has hundreds of research-backed writing prompts for self-reflection, positive mindset, confidence building, and success. I use them all the time, and it makes me think in ways that I typically don't, and it makes me ask myself better questions, which we all know gets better results in our life. It even has prompts that help you develop a daily, weekly, or monthly habit of reflecting on your life and identifying areas to grow. So it's a perfect time of year to start journaling, you guys. When you sign up at Growth Day, you also get systems for habit tracking, goal setting, and scoring and improving every area of your life. Best of all, I get to teach there too, you guys. I'm so excited. I hope that I get to see you. I teach live in Growth Day every single month with a new topic just for you. So join me there. Start your free trial at growthday.com/Lori.